Why do we say La ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah Rasulullah? Because it is haqq. It's the truth. And what is the definition of the truth? Al-haqq. It's the thing that matches actual reality. The thing that is actual reality, not perceived reality. SubhanAllah, we human beings have powers. We have strength. We can see, we can hear, we can talk, we can understand. But also we have weaknesses. So if you take a cup of water, you take a pencil, you put it inside a cup of water, you will see that pencil broken. You take it out, it's not broken. You put it in back again, it looks broken. Your eyes deceive you. To see the pencil broken is perceived reality. But the actual reality, that it's not broken. It's just the different, the light running through different velocities and different densities and different mediums. So it looks like it's broken. Someone could come to you, looks very trustworthy, and you know, ask you, why don't you become my business partner? You become their business partner. Because the perceived reality is that they are trustworthy. Then you find out that they are the most crooked person in the world, and they steal your money and run away with it. So when it comes to actual reality is something that we human beings need help with. That's why we realize that. And when we want to explore the universe, we cannot send a human being outside the earth and tell them, can you look at the stars and come back and tell us what's going on? We use a telescope and we send it to the space like the Hubble, you know, telescope that looks into the universe. So we know we have weaknesses and we need help. So we use tools and things that help us to either see better or be more precise or hear better, because we want to know what's reality. We human beings are wired to know what's real. We want to know what's the truth. We don't like people lying to us, even for a 2 years old, 3 years old. They say, come. I have candy for you. They come. There's no candy. They get upset. They get angry. Who taught them you can't be angry when someone lies to you? Nobody taught them that. They are born with that. Allah made us born with that. You don't like lies. It upsets you. It makes you angry. So, brothers and sisters, after living in life, you find out many times, oh my God, I was wrong in this, I was wrong in that, I was wrong in this. Why? Because perceived reality revealed itself to you. You saw it, and you saw, that's the truth. And then after a month, or a year, or 10 years, you find that that's not the truth. That you were deceived. You perceived it that way. So, subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, that's why Allah sent us a book of guidance. Think of the Quran is like the Hubble telescope that the people made and sent to see what's out in the stars, because they can't see it themselves. So there are certain things that the human cannot see in life. And by the time he sees it, it's too late. So Allah gave us a tool. Give us something that is full of actual reality, not perceived reality. And that is the word of Allah. Very strong, very powerful. Beyond, we cannot encompass all of it, we can encompass part of it. That's why every age there is a new tafsir written. Because we find something new, and then we find something new, and then we learn something new, and then we add it to the tafsir of the Quran, because it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, always what is in the Quran matches actual reality. And sometimes, if I'm optimistic, many times, if I am realistic, most people are not ready to hear what's actual, what's factual, and what's the truth. Because it's like they want to live a dream. They want to have a good dream, and then something comes in. But that's not reality. This is reality.
So that's why people in general run away from the truth.
Because it kind of sometimes runs against their perceived notions. And the human likes dreams and likes fairy tales and doesn't want someone to come and shake him and wake him up. But why do we need someone to shake us and wake us up and tell, wake up, life is short, wake up, your resources are limited, wake up, you're going the wrong direction. Why? The human hates that because he thinks his dreams are better than him, for him than that. So he runs from the truth to lies, only to find out after 10, 20 years, or maybe a lifetime, that these were lies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he brings us the truth, his intention subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to bother us, on the contrary. Not to make things difficult for us, on the contrary. What did Allah say? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants things to be easy for you, my father. You think, when you run away from the truth, from the Quran, from its facts, and from actual truth, when you run away from it, you're going to have a happy life, good life, and you're going to enjoy it, and you say, inshallah, when I'm done enjoying life, at the end of my life, I will run back to the Quran and to the truth. That's if you have time to run back. That's if you're still alive. That's if you still have good mental judgment. Because life will squeeze you, will toss you, will turn you, will grind you, and maybe you're not going to make it. So Allah Azza wa Jalla realizes, and by design, Allah knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. The word realize does not apply, because Allah does not, it's nothing that Allah doesn't know. The human realizes, but Allah knows that your life is short. And your resources are limited. Be it time, be it health, be it wealth, be it intellect and being smart and sharp, right? Or be it anything that you have. Your resources are limited. Your time is limited. So Allah brings you the shortcut to the truth so that you don't waste your time. People don't want shortcuts. People want to live their dreams. They want to live in this. And they go and live it. And then they come back crying, saying, I wish I listened to Allah. يَا لَيْتَنِي تَخَذْتُ مَعَ رَسُولِ سَبِيلًا. That's what Allah said. Brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, not only Allah tells us actual things in life, and people who live long enough, they will tell you what Allah is, whether they are Muslim or not, they will tell you what Allah said in this book is true. You don't like it, but it's true. I'm sorry, it's true. People who live long enough, right? They will tell you because actual life matches the Quran. The Quran is pure of actual facts, right? SubhanAllah. And because the truth is that thing that matches actual reality, SubhanAllah, who can tell you about actual reality better than the one who existed before reality? Who caused reality to exist and who will exist after reality? Who's better to tell you about life, about yourself, about human beings, about destiny, about what to expect and what not to expect other than the one who designed it? And because we say the truth is that which matches actual reality, then we come and ask the question, what is reality itself? We find out that the only real thing, the only actually real thing that is not dependent on anything else, but everything else is dependent on him, is Allah. That's why Allah's name is Al-Haq. Because he's the only reality. Allah tells us, what you see is also reality. This is not a dream, this is real. But what you see is my creation. And what you see, I created it for a purpose. What's the purpose? The truth. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَمَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. We created the skies and the earth by the truth, for the truth. We did not create them for fun, just for amusement. That's not why I created them. So subhanAllah, what is this? We human beings made a rover. We put it inside a rocket launcher, we launched it into space. Then it went some God knows how many million miles until it reached the atmosphere of Mars. Then from Mars, they started descending on the planet itself. Then a parachute shot out and landed a rover. And this rover is equipped, and its mission is to search for life on Mars and water on Mars. That's its mission. And report to us. What's the mission of the robot, of this rover? It's to look for life on Mars and water on Mars. That's it. That's why it's there and it's supposed to report to us. Brothers and sisters, consider yourself a rover with equipment that you can dig and find. That is, to find one thing, to find the truth, embrace it, serve it, and report to Allah. That's why you're alive. Find the truth, take it, embrace it, serve it, and report to Allah. That's your mission. That's why you're still breathing. We have to be taught from this life, work. That's why we come to Salat and Jumu'ah. That's why we pray 5 times a day, to get out of the box and start thinking, okay, why am I going to, what's the point of this whole thing? Allah created us to know the truth, believe in it, talk, and then what? Serve it, and then report to Allah. So you get to talk to Allah, and Allah talks back with you. What did the Prophet ﷺ say about Surah Al-Fatiha? Surah Al-Fatiha is a conversation between you and Allah. You say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah says, my Rabb has thanked me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, He praised me. Maliki Yawmiddin, He knows me now. He knows His Akhirah, He sees the big picture. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Half of this is for me and half of it is for my Rabb. The ibadah is for me, the i'anah is for him. The ibadah is for Allah, the i'anah is for you. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Allah is between you and him. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin, which is a dua. Allah says, my Rabb has asked me and I shall give him what he asked me. So you engage in a conversation with Allah. You engage in dua. Ya Allah, give me, and Allah gives you. Ya Allah, protect me, and Allah protects you. Ya Allah, guide me, and Allah guides you. Ya Allah, forgive me, and Allah will forgive you. You're talking to Allah. You're reporting to him. Ya Allah, I want to serve your deen. I want to serve this truth. Allah shows you. Brothers and sisters, we have built perceptions, human beings. These perceptions are destroying us on daily basis. Perception number one. I'm strong, I can do it, I can make it, I don't need anyone. Wrong, false, wrong answer, doesn't match reality. You're not strong, you don't know it all, you need help 24/7. That's why you keep on saying, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, help me Allah, guide me Allah, help me Allah, guide me Allah. That's reality, that's the truth. Another perception, right? We mix people are old, another perception. I am perfect. I am good. There's a problem with the people. There's nothing wrong with me. Oh my God, if someone tells me there's something wrong with me, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go crazy on him or her, and then I'm going to go home and get depressed. Because how? I thought I was good. I thought I was. SubhanAllah, one person told me one time, I told him, don't ever repeat that. He said, I'm so perfect, I'm so good, you know, I should be a prophet. Muqsim billahi al-azim, I'm not joking. I said, brother, you are anything, you're not even close to that. And since you talk like that, I'm going to slap you on your face. Stop gambling every Friday evening. You're not a prophet or close to a prophet. First stop gambling, then we can talk about that you are not shaitan first. Then we can talk about maybe from astrology. He was shocked. I said, oh, keep everything covered. I cover you, but this is between me and you. I should be perfect. So people What does that create? That creates problems. That creates wars. When you think you're perfect, when you think everyone has to agree with you, when you think if someone doesn't agree with you, you need to declare war on them. No, this is the reality. Very easy for two Muslims to insult one another. Very easy to get insulted. Very easy to get emotionally hurt. Very easy to backfire. Very easy to fight. Very easy to scream. And then very easy to go grab guns and shoot. Why? No control of the emotion. Where does that come from? That comes from a person that is far away from Allah. A person that doesn't read the book of Allah. Because if you read the book of Allah, you will be accusing yourself. And you will be afraid from yourself before you are afraid of anyone else. You will know you are not perfect. You will know from the Quran that each and every one of us, Allah gave him a strength and a weakness. And you need to use your strength to fix your weakness. If you do that, you won't even have to succeed 100%. But you just have to try. You become honorable in the eyes of Allah. وَنَفْسِي وَمَا سَوَّهَا فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا is general and فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا is specific. General, everybody knows what's right from wrong. In principle, in general. Specific, everybody has something good in him and something bad in him. And he's supposed to work with the good against the bad. So brothers and sisters, we need to start forgetting about perception and deal with reality. Because if we deal with reality, if we accept we're not complete, we're not perfect, we're not angels, we could be wrong, we should be corrected, then we can save our countries so many wars, so many destruction. Right? Another perception. Life is perfect. Life is a dream. Life is a movie. SubhanAllah. You know when you go to the movies? You know if the movie like is perfect from beginning to end, everything goes right in the movie. You walk out from the middle of the movie. You're like, where is the plot? When is it going to get bad and worse than it gets better? Like, that's why you go and watch the movie. 2-3 hours, it has to start happy, go down, you think everything is gone, and then it comes back, and then there's a climax, right? That's why you go on. If everything was perfect in the movie, you walk out. You're like, I don't need to pay money for that. Imagine people want their lifetime, not 2-3 hours, their lifetime. Perception. When something happens to them, why is this happening to me? What did I do wrong? I'm the best father, I'm the best mother, I'm the best. I give so many salah, I give so many good things. Why are you doing that? Oh, what's going on? Why are you shocked? What's the problem? Are you reading the Quran or you're not reading the Quran? Allah gives you part of the reality, actual reality. Is that you're going to find out that life is a struggle. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Because if I made your life perfect here, and then you die and there is Jannah, who wants to turn to Allah if you have a perfect life? So I'm not going to lie to you, this is not the perfect life. The perfect life I have is ready for you. This is a short temporary test. Take the test and move on. What's the problem? I will test you. We shall test you with fear. Whatever the cause of fear. War causes fear. Then it causes hunger. Then it causes the loss of business. Then it causes the loss of life. And then it causes that nothing is prospering in the country. SubhanAllah. But we can spare ourselves those situations. So, people, what's the sickness of the time? Stress and depression. But I realize there's certain depression that is clinic head-based. The person has no control of it. You need to go and get medicine, no problem. But many times, we are extremely over-depressed because perception. Oh, my human life changed. Oh, I imagine, no, let me tell you something. Allah gives you in the beginning of your life 13, 14, 15 years. Those 15 years, 13 years are so much fun. Life is perfect, no responsibility, nothing but happiness. Even the bad times become good times. You look at the refugee centers. In the camera, the parents are stressed out with this, and the kids in the back are all playing. In the refugee center, kids don't know how to get stressed. So then you become adults, and then life hits you with a full force. And then you have a problem with your health, with your money, with your family, with your home, with your community. And you're like, what happened? SubhanAllah, times have changed. No, times have not changed. You were just a child, you became an adult.
And when you were a child, you thought it was going to grow up, man, grow up.
Grow up.
It's not going to be like when you were a child. Grow up. This is life. What you were in is a childhood time that Allah gives you. So until you grow up and become an adult, that stage is gone. Now you need to be with actual reality. And that's why when you are a child, you're not looking at. So brothers and sisters, the ability, why the Quran is important? Because it's full of facts and it sets your expectations right. And then it gives you solutions. How to deal with a problem on an individual level. Okay, build your mindset. What's your mindset? حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ نِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Allah is enough for me. Allah is enough for me. And He's the best one to rely on. I will rely on Allah. Not on myself. I will do my best, I will do my job, but I will rely on Allah. Right? So you're not deceiving yourself. I'm going to do it myself. I don't need anybody. Really? You need to go maybe for a year or two in the real college of life and learn that you cannot do it by yourself. When you set this straight, it helps us to live our daily life. Allah gives us in the Quran, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power, there is no resources, there is no planning except in the hands of Allah. Ya Allah, give me more resources, in other words. My resources are limited. Your resources are not. So give me more resources. Mindset. So instead of being focused on the problem, you start focusing on the solution. These ayat takes your mind off the problem to think of the solution. Because Allah is the solution. And then you read in the books, Ya Allah, what do you want me to do in this case? Oh, I want you to do this. Okay, you do this, the problem is solved. You go to the manual of life, Al-Quran, okay. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla gives you a solution for your ummah. What's the solution? Allah gave you very simple, four steps. You know the Quran, I found out, as I'm reading, solutions come in simple digits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like, they come in numbers like that. Solutions come in numbers to make the math easy. So Allah Azza wa Jalla tells you, okay, I give you four resources. You know what I give you? Time, health, wealth, and knowledge. Simple four. In the Quran, Allah tells you, you have four enemies, be aware of them. Your nafs, shaitan, bad company, and temptation of life. Under each one, there's a million branch. These are just diagrams. Just for you to be able to, I just want you to know what I want from you. One, to know me, worship me, obey me in your daily life, do what I'm telling you to do. It's going to make your life easier because I want your life to become easy. You read the law of people when you start. What I read when you start. I want you to know me, worship me, obey me when I say do something to do it. Trust me, just do it. And serve me. Under serve me, I want you to carry the amana, I want you to establish the khilafah, the justice in its, all of its forms, and I want you to establish mercy, imara, give people, help people. Okay? Very easy, goals, very set. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla tells you, and by the way, how to accomplish the goal, you cannot do it alone. You have to be with the jama'ah doing four things. You have to learn your deen and establish your iman with the group, like what we're doing right now in Salat al-Jama'ah. We're building our deen on ilm from the Quran, from the example of the Prophet, not on jahil, not on ignorance, not on blind following. You can go home and apply this stuff. لَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they did good deeds. So together, you wake up in the morning. Oh, we have CARE, Muslim Advocates, Muslim Leader Fund. Okay, I'm good, I'm a lawyer. I need to go and join one of these are Jama'at of Muslims, these are Muslims. Oh, I'm good, good enough for Prophet. I need to help either Helping Hands or Islamic Relief or Zakat Foundation or whatever it is. I can go and work with them. Oh, I'm good at a campaign and political work. I need to go and join Muslims. I'm good at Islamic schools. I can help Islamic schools. I can volunteer. I can be a soccer coach. You know what? I can be a counselor. You know what? I can just pick up kids and drop them if their parents come. إِلَّا لَذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ they advise each other to stick to the truth, back again to the truth. What we call that, we call that Shura. What do you think I think this? What do you guys call online? You know, this point is more valid. Because we are looking for the truth. The second you start looking to prove yourself right, and you are looking after the truth, do you know who's the truth? Allah. Anyone in this world who's seeking the truth, whether he knows it or not, he's seeking Allah. Inshallah, bil alamin, coming Friday, we will announce a shahada from a doctor, a physician in the US Army. Before he gets deployed to Germany, he's going to come and announce his shahada. Why? Simply, one of you guys, he's looking for the truth. He doesn't want lies. Give me a shortcut. I don't have time. Don't lie to me. Straight. He found the truth in his stuff. You know, what's the shortest stop between two points? First principle of physics we learned in fourth grade. What's the shortest distance between two points? Straight line. What do you make dua every day? In every salah? Ihdina siratal mustaqim. In Allah, what is mustaqim? Why this word mustaqim? Not ihdina siratal al-azim. Ihdina siratal al-jaleel. Ihdina siratal kareem. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Shortcut. I just want to Allah shortcut. Allah says the shortcut is with me. What do you want? You want success? Shortcut is here. SubhanAllah. Because it's straight, it's shortest path. So brothers and sisters, these things you can go and go on. Change your perception of your life to the Quran, actual, factual, truth and reality. Because Allah is al-haq. His word is al-haq. His promise is al-haq. And he himself is al-haq. It doesn't get any better, because you don't like anyone to lie to you, neither do I. SubhanAllah, and Allah gave us this guidance. May Allah open our hearts to the يعني هو ويفلح الأرض which means he grows. So the فلاح, the farmer, grows the tree. Why? Because at the end of the season he wants to pick the fruit. Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the believers will pick the fruit. And then Allah said, أصحاب جنة هم الفائزون, the believers are the winners. Inshallah, Allah make us all from الفائزون, from المفلحون, may Allah make us from الصابرون, from الصادقين, والصابرين والشاكرين, والمسلمين والمؤمنين والمحسنين والمتقين, والذاكرين الله كثيرا, والذاكرات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم علينا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وعلينا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه, واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم آمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات من الأحياء ومن الأموات. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين, وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين, وفرج كرباتنا وكربات المسلمين, واكشف في بلاد المسلمين الأمن والأمان والطمأنينة والسلام, وانزع فريد الفتنة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا إخوانا متحابين في الدنيا على سرر متقابلين في جنة النعيم في الأعلى برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنصح الشعب والإصلاح ويتم